All right. We'll take it.
What was your name again?
Black.
Logan.
Logan?
This year's Forest Explorers program got off to an interesting start.
Today we're kicking things off with here on Chief Shake's Island, talking about bald eagles, ravens, and gulls, which are very common birds here in Southeast Alaska and Wrangell, but maybe underappreciated as far as their role in the environment.
District Forest Interpreter David Butler, also known to the kids as Ranger Dave, is one of the coordinators of the program. He says the reason for talking about the notorious nuisances is to show their positives rather than negatives.
We just want to give kids an idea of their roles as scavengers and do some fun activities with them.
Those activities include building an eagle nest from simple sticks, grass, and moss.
Logan!
And a herring toss to show how eagles hunt and catch their prey.
All right, one, two, three, toss. All right, well, that's two pairs are out. You guys are gonna go hungry. Yep. Go sit in the nest.
The eagle may have been the first topic on the agenda, but Butler says the raven and the seagull weren't left out.
Part of our activities with ravens is to tell the raven creation story, which is very significant here to Wrangell and the Tlingit culture. Also, we're going to have a hide-and-seek game with a raven cache. As many know, ravens like to cache different materials, and so we're going to have the kids kind of have a hide-and-seek game related to that. And then we're going to talk about seagulls or gulls as well, and we're going to have a little tag game, kind of capture the flag type game.
The Forest Explorers program will be going on throughout the summer. Next on the schedule is a trip to Petroglyph Beach, where kids will check out seals and sea lions, a hike up Rainbow Falls, going batty with bats at Muskeg Meadows Golf Course, and observing muskeg at Volunteer Park. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman. Eagles.